Yet it was an 8-part epic magazine series that has since been put together as a single graphic novel.
Well, I wonder if it, on the apps now, because they have like everything, whether it's DC or Marvel, where you can just kind of go back. But that's kind of the thing where I'm at now. For the most part, I'm done with every other week. If you wanna put together the story after it's done, and then I can just read it.
Same.
I can binge on it. Great. So like there's a really good one with Mr. Miracle from DC that's super good. That apparently that they are going to do some stuff with Darkseid as far as the that's where we're going from a movie standpoint. And I'm excited about the casting of Big Barda. I think they got some choices to make. So people are just now sending you links to it, Dan.
Yeah, I'm in. So Connor, what is that app?
It's the Marvel app. I subscribe to the Marvel app.
Yeah.
You pretty much get anything they've done. Although this Abraxas and the Extreme thing is
Earthman. Like Abraxas and the Earthman. Yeah. It's referred to as a lost comic. So I mean, I'm sure that the production of it's been remaindered somewhere.
They've got almost all
everything.
Of them, almost everything on here, but not every. They don't have the amalgam stuff that they did with DC as crossover. And I don't think
they have Charlie and Flytrap by any chance?
Because
that was another one from Epic. That was another whacked out one.
You know what I always love? I love whenever you venture into this, talk more sports, dorks, as if you are not listening to a sports radio station. I always love the condemnation of the person who likes comics from the person listening to a sports radio station.
Talk more about the Bears kickers.
All nerdery. It's just a different brand,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Just a different flavor.
You are a geek. You just happen to be a sports geek, and you think that it makes you more manly because you like sports.
Talk more sports because it threatens my manhood.
Sports!
It doesn't.
You're making me feel insecure about myself by not talking about men running into other men.
Chill.
Sports!
You're going to be all right.
But yeah, we are going to talk. I mean, that's all that Tony has in the rundown today.
Sprots!
It literally just says sports.
Really? Sports, sports,
that's
sports.
All it says because there were no games last night.
No, nothing.
So he's like, oh, what are you going to do? You're going to talk about sports. Dan, have a wonderful vacation.
Thank you. I'm going to try to relax.
Good luck. Good luck.
It's rough, man. Good luck. But you're going to go to a place. Are you going to totally like disconnect with the phone? And
no, because there's Wi-Fi in the lodge, and I'm going to want to send back pictures.
Okay, but you're going to be out like when you're on the boat.
Oh, yeah, nothing during the day. I mean, for the moment, the only time I can be on my phone is when we go up to dinner, and probably then my dad's going to yell at me if I do it anyway, so I'm going to have to sneak over.
I said hello.
To tweet something. I definitely will.
I'm a big fan of his.
This is part of this trip is in celebration of his 75th and my 50th, in large part, and we're bringing along my son, my brother-in-law, and his son, and go for some big toothy critters.
I like it. Connor? Have fun with your vacation going to have over the next few days as well.
Nice. I'm spoiled. I had the last couple of days off and then the next. Hub's going to be in for tomorrow and Thursday, and then it is Joe Ostrowski on Friday. So we got a good week planned for you. Yeah,
that's an old school show, you and Joe.
Looking forward to it. I was listening to Joe last night. That dude, he just knows his stuff. He deserves every little bit he's getting with the National Gambling Club.
He gets it, and I'm really glad that he's the guy at night now, too, because I think that he carries on what we were doing and adds a lot of cool stuff to it that we could never do. So I'm glad that Joe's got that opportunity. Thanks to Bernstein McKnight. You can hear their show 9 a.m. to noon right here on 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WBMX in HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. And the top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall as the 25th-ranked Northwestern Wildcats, led by Big Ten Coach of the Year Pat Fitzgerald, host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. This hour is being brought to you by Backyard Barbecue Store. Tony, let's go.
I got to say, I'm just fired up to be here today. Pretty cool. Pretty damn cool.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Here's my thing. I know that there are purists out there that don't like this, and I was sitting with Ozzie and Frank, and it wasn't their cup of tea.
Now, what's your name again, little guy?
Little guy, that's very nice of you.
I'm okay with it. I really am. I don't know if it is for everybody, but I kind of look at it as a beautiful disaster that could take place.
Have you ever taped your mouth to a tailpipe of an audible, of an internal combustion engine? Oh, my God.
I've not. Should I do that?
There could be some really brilliant moments of fun and camaraderie, because clearly those two guys have a shtick. You know, they have a thing between each other.
What inning is this?
It's the seventh inning.
How many innings do they play?
It's still nine.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Well, there were no innings yesterday because the game got rained out. Yeah, I feel strongly that people should experiment. There were rankings of the television teams done. Was that Fangraphs that did it? And Benetti and Stone were number 11. That's a big jump from where they were previously. As much as we all love Hawk, and I do too. I still love Hawk. The old Hawkaroo. Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I am here with you until 2 o'clock today. We've got a lot to discuss. I got a notepad like full of different things. I can just tell you right now that we're going to bounce around to a bunch of different places today, because it's not like we have a lot to react to. And usually I do like to react, and I guess we can look forward a little bit to tonight and the Cubs getting back into action. And there's some things I wanted to talk about with Joe, with particularly. Ordinarily, you would hear Joe Madden with me right now. Noon is usually when we do it on Tuesdays, but Joe moved to tomorrow, so he's going to join me right at the top of the show tomorrow. But don't go anywhere. We still got a lot of fun stuff to do. Before we get to the rundown, and usually it's the thing that we do first in the show, let me just address this, because it's just, I always find it funny, and I actually have my buddy Elliot Serrano on House of L this week, and we talk about this too. Here's the thing. I get that the movies tell you, the pop culture has told you for a really long time, that people who like sports are more manly or acceptable than people that like comics. And then if someone brings up comics, then they're clearly like a nerd or a geek. I prefer geek. That's the proper nomenclature for me. Some people go with nerd, and I don't feel that way. But it's just, it's a personal preference. Here's my thing that I just think is hysterical. You do understand that you are a geek of the highest level, when it comes to sports, right? Like, if you want to make fun of the dudes that play Magic the Gathering, or the folks that went to the comic book store, or the folks that dress up in cosplay, you do cosplay every week at Bears games. Every week. Every day during baseball season, you do cosplay. At Wrigley and on 35th and Shields. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah, nobody, you know, complains about your face paint or, you know, your bear hat or your cub hat or, you know, your face mask. Nobody complains about that. It's the same thing.
Tony, there's a guy who is literally now got Brian Urlacher to show up at his door because he's the king of you. The guy who dresses up in the bear man dude. He's the king of you geeks, because he dresses with a bear on his head and paints his face and wears a Doug Plank jersey. It's cosplay.
How different is Stratomatic from Magic the Gathering?
It's exactly campy. It's the exact same thing.
Or the lengths we go to play fantasy football.
Speak on it, Tony. Like, these are legitimate arguments. It's like people don't understand. Like they don't understand that they are exactly what they're pointing their finger at. It's the Spider-Man meme. You just happen to like sports. And you're pointing at the dude who likes comic books and being like, oh, that guy's a geek, man. Why don't you get outside? When's the last time you got outside and actually played some football?
Like, you can't run down the last, you know, 30 Super Bowl winners.
Right.
Right off the top of the dome.
Right. It is amazing. Like, I am a geek of the highest order in a lot of different categories. I'm a radio geek. I love radio. I love talking about radio. I love learning more and more about the history of it, how people do their thing, all that stuff. I'm also a sports geek. I geek out on sports. I love it. That's why I do this for a living. I was able to combine two things that I really, really love and turn it into a career. I'm also a comic book geek, and so is the rest of the world. You know how I know? Because the number one movie in the history of movies was Avengers Endgame. And even if you don't, like, read the books, your ass was watching every one of those Marvel movies getting ready for Endgame because you knew it was a thing. I got some bad news for you. Those geeks that you pointed your finger at, they've taken over the world. And they've brought everyone into the tent. So I'm just saying, love sports, please. That's how we make our living here. But understand that every time that you text in that I'm a geek or Connor's a geek because we happen to like comic books and stuff, that you're the Spider-Man meme. Because what you're hoping is, for me, is to get back to the, can you please, 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 instead of talking about this geeky subject, could you go back and talk about the other geeky subject? Because you're too geeky, nerd. Would you like for me to talk about Chris Bryant's on base plus slugging? Because we could do that if you want it. I hope that there is at least one person who is having the epiphany. Like, oh, yeah, I guess I do cosplay at Soldier Field every week. Every week!
A guy just got put in the Hall of Fame for it.
That's what I'm... Bear Man is in the Hall of Fame because he's the best Bears cosplayer. The rest of you geeks need to step your damn game up. Because Bear Man is embarrassing y'all. You guys put tattoos on your head for the Bears and the Cubs and the White Sox. I wear a Green Lantern t-shirt. It's the same thing. And I would say that, as far as I'm concerned, I am a lesser geek than you. If you have tattooed or put a license plate on or all that stuff, you are more geek than me. I'm telling you.
Facts.
If you're running around with a Cubs flag in your car in the wintertime, you're more geek than me sitting on my couch reading X-Men. You have friends come over to your house and paint your face. Literally. And then you go outside and you go, Bears! Let's go, Bears! Or is usually the way that I usually catch the electronic thing in Soldier Field. Go, Bears, let's! Go, Bears, let's! It's the way it always looks to me. I always seem to catch it that way. This text says, count me in as one who's having an epiphany right now. Yeah! Imagine that you are actually as geeky as any person who reads comics.
Somebody's like about to apologize to their kid who likes comics and they like sports.
Yeah, I mean, you're allowed to like more than one thing. It's totally okay. I'm just saying, come on into the light, fam. Come on into the light and understand that you are that dude. You are that lady. What do you think Bears Convention, Cubs Convention, and Sox Fest are? It's C2E2 for sports fans. Right? Am I the only one who's had this thought? I can't. Maybe because I'm at the middle of the, right in the middle of the Venn diagram. But if you can't understand that Cubs Convention is Comic-Con, it is the same principle. For example, you go to Cubs Convention. Why do you go? You go to see your favorite people, you go to see panels, them talk on, and you go to get autographs. You stand in line for autographs. What do you think happens at Comic-Con? You think it's different because you put on a jersey? It's not, because there's a guy at Comic-Con who's wearing a full Wolverine costume. And he's really hoping to run into Hugh Jackman. It makes me laugh. Okay. Yes, Texter. Also Blackhawks Convention. Yeah. That's it. It's cosplay. Especially when you're wearing a man's name on your back that you didn't earn. Okay. Whew. this guy's mad because I've pulled his geek card. He's like, we get it, man. My goodness. Apparently, people didn't get it. And now you get it. And if you don't know, now you know. Tony, should we start the rundown now?
Run them down.
The rundown.
So there's no sports today. The Cubs didn't play yesterday. They were off. The White Sox got rained out. It literally says on my rundown, sports. And he's right. I'm surprised that the whole segment is gone, but that's okay. Here's what we're going to do. This guy says, the players are real. So are your feelings, sir.
It's real to me, damn it.
It's real to me, damn it. So are your feelings. That's a campy. Thanks for that tip in there. How many people are listening to the show now that are wrestling fans? That if someone brought up comic books, they'd be like, nerd. And I'd be like, yo, why don't we talk about the Royal Rumble for a minute, y'all?
It's still real to me, damn it.
Once again, everybody assumes I am that person. However, I'm not.
It's true. It's absolutely true. When we come back, we're going to talk with Robert Mays of The Ringer. He wrote a piece about all of the young Wonderkin coaches, including your own coach, Matt Nagy. I want to discuss that with him and talk about Bears hubris, because he brought it up on Twitter. I want to ask him about that. We'll do that next here on The Score.
The Bears continue their preparation for Game 1 of the regular season versus Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. And here at The Score, we're continuing to report on their progress with breaking Bears news, injury updates, Mark Grody and Chris Emma's live reports from Hallis Hall, and of course our unmatched team of Bears experts. So keep it here, Bears fans. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Bryson DeChambeau is a very talented golfer who has already won 5 times on the PGA Tour and played on a Ryder Cup team at the age of 25. He may someday win a major title, perhaps more than one. He's already made a lot of money because he's a very good player with a uniquely scientific approach to golf. He's also very slow, which may ultimately be what he's most remembered for. Pace of play on the PGA Tour has been an issue for years, but it's getting worse, and DeChambeau has become symbolic of the issue. After he twice took more than 2 minutes to play shots, one a putt, the screams about slow play in general and DeChambeau in specific became deafening. So now, finally, the tour is going to look into changing how it adjudicates slow play. Players need to be penalized for dawdling every single time it happens. It's time. Way past time, actually. I'm John Feinstein.
Live from State Farm, we have Sharon Flavisham, IT manager, attempting the 47th of her 100 acts of good. Today's good deed, she will attempt to escort a little old lady across the road. Hands held, elbows interlocked. Steady. And they're across.
It's on the board.
Bravo, Sharon, and bravo to all State Farm employees challenging themselves to get on the board with 100 acts of good. See their stories at neighborhoodofgood.com.
Nothing sounds better than summer. Except this kind of summer. Because that's the sound of a brand new Hyundai from the Hyundai Epic Summer Clearance, where you'll find huge summer-only savings on every remaining 2019 Hyundai sedan and SUV.
Now, get 0% APR for 72 months on the Tucson and Santa Fe during the Hyundai Epic Summer Clearance. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Offer ends September 3rd. Call 877-248-1585 for complete feature and offer details.
This season, hit a home run with Lakeshore Recycling Systems, who expertly handle your recycling and waste diversion needs. LRS provides market-wide construction and demolition removal, roll-off dumpster services, portable restroom rentals, street sweeping, on-site storage rentals, and comprehensive waste and recycling collection services. Serving tens of thousands of customers across Northern Illinois, LRS is the largest independently held waste hauler in the Midwest with over 900 dedicated employees. Partner with Lakeshore Recycling Systems today and request a quote at lrsrecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicago's go-to waste solutions provider.
Hey, Cub fans,
Now's the perfect time to get grilling with my friends at Grand Appliance and TV. Shop their large selection of in-stock options and take advantage of up to $100 in special in-store savings on most grill brands, along with free delivery and basic setup on any grill, $398 or more. Visit your nearest showroom or grandappliance.com. Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. You make it home, we make it grand.
Knox and Project.